In places like Petoskey or Harbor Springs, locals see this kind of thing all the time.
People want to do bees, or people want to do cider, hard cider. You know, oh, let's get into that business. I'll just read a book and then be able to do it.
This is Bonnie Hill. She's a kitchen designer. She lives full year in Harbor Springs. So she knows that there are three things stacked against any business up north. And to get into them, we're actually not going to use kitchen design as our example. We're going to focus on art galleries. Two reasons why. One, it's the kind of ultimate up north fantasy job. Think about it. You can't swing a stick without hitting a gallery up north. And two, because they are such a sink or swim business. So why do they sink?
Bad art.
I'm sorry.
This is Margaret Tweeden. For 18 years, she has owned Tweeden Fine Art Gallery in Harbor Springs. Yeah. And that's especially impressive when you consider that here, gallery years are like dog years. Their lifespans are just that short.
Just about every summer, galleries close. Sometimes they last a year, sometimes they last 2 or 3 years. But they think they just can put a couple paintings on the wall and that's it. Well, it's not that.
All right, so here is the first risk for resort town businesses. You are totally dispensable.
I don't sell, you know, bread and milk. I sell luxury items that people don't need.
Problem number two. You have 6, maybe 8 weeks to make all of your money for the year. Seriously, that's how short peak season is, which means that you are the only people up north who hate sunny days.
You know, people on the boats, on the golf course, it's not good for business. It's not. We like a rainy day, and rainy days are great.
This is Bernie Schaefer. We are sitting in his wife's gallery. Her name is Elizabeth Polly. It's appropriately named the Elizabeth Polly Fine Art Gallery. And they take some time to talk to me about how Schaefer works just down the street. He's in the real estate business. And it turns out that they see a lot of similarities between their two industries. You spend a ton of time making personal connections, and you're pouring hours of work into a deal that may never pay off. So I asked Schaefer, is there anything that's actually harder about your wife's gallery business than the real estate industry?
She has to educate people more. You have people who buy art because it matches their couch. She is trying to tell people that it's not about what's in it. It's about the quality.
Then Schaefer looks at his wife's face, realizes this is a less than flattering description of customers, and says, I'm probably going to get slapped.
I'm probably
going to get slapped.
But he does have a point. Up north, fine art sellers are all competing with each other to make the sale. Think about it. There are only so many summer home people with thousands of dollars to drop on a painting, much less many paintings. So new businesses, almost by definition, don't have the connections and the reputation that they need to survive.
The way the things go, I think we'll move next year, go somewhere else, yeah.
This is Blagojcha Stroyanovsky. He's just a few blocks away from the other galleries, and he should be doing great. But now Stroyanovsky says he wishes he had never fallen in love with northern Michigan.
I feel like I get stuck too.
You feel like you got
stuck? Yeah, we spend maybe 40, 50,000 and there is no business here.
The hard truth is that there is business for some galleries. It's just not easy. And it's definitely not as romantic as it looks. It's not swanning around your own gallery surrounded by art and beauty. But of course, the siren song of a life up north, that is not going away anytime soon. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.